From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A state police trooper has died while training for an elite unit of the agency. Marcellus Bethea had graduated from Burlington Regional High School, according to the governor's office. He was a trooper for 8 years. Bethea was on training to join the state police teams unit, which is made up of about 30 members who take part in counterterrorism efforts, underwater search and rescue operations, and more. As you heard on New Jersey 101.5 last week, Governor Murphy supports allowing former inmates to become jurors. Many groups in the state now want to use this momentum and make it happen.
Emily Schwartz with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice says hundreds of thousands of New Jerseyans are banned from serving in juries due to criminal convictions, and black residents are disproportionately impacted. The Institute is part of a push to advance a measure that scraps the state's rule.
The bill doesn't change anything except allow more people to come into the jury pool room to be considered. The bill is not forcing anybody to take or not take any one person as a juror.
Past attempts to advance similar measures have failed. This time, the governor has voiced his support for the change. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A special primary election will be held July 16th and a general election September 18th to fill the seat of late Congressman Donald Payne. The six-term Democrat from Newark died last month at the age of 65. And former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says the company's leaders should spend more time in stores and focus on coffee drinks as they work to turn around flagging sales. Starbucks reported weaker than expected quarterly sales and earnings last week. Schultz made his comments in a LinkedIn post. He remains the company's largest individual shareholder. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Should we brace for more rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.